You think so?
Yep.
I have a question.
Why do you think we do this? Did you get a gospel question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we do this, sir?
To reach the lost.
Oh, to reach the lost? Yeah. Who's the lost?
Those who haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Do you think there's a lot of lost people in the church systems in America?
I think there's those who think they are saved and are not.
So they're false converts? That would be...
Could be.
Yeah, that Matthew 7, the Lord's going to talk about that, where he says, away from me, and he specifically says, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. They say, we do signs, we did wonders. They're probably going to say, we went to church, we read our Bible, but they never knew.
But they're doing it by works.
But why do they not know him, sir?
They haven't honestly accepted him.
Yeah, see that, you got something wrong. Can I help you? Accepting Jesus is nowhere in the Bible. You don't accept him. The gospel is the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection.
By faith only.
No, the Bible never says faith only either. It's not by faith only, sir. See, you're giving me man-made platitude. That's why the world's full of false converts, the churches. There's no Bible verse that says faith only. James 2 says you're not saved by faith alone, but works and faith. Your works justify your faith.
Works. We're not saved by works.
No, we're not saved
by
works.
We're saved to do good works.
We're saved, and our works are fruit that we are of him. But if you live,
that we lay at his feet.
But if you live in any willful sin, like worldliness.
We're all sinners.
No, the Bible never calls God's saints sinners. It calls them saints. Now, when they slip into sin, they're rebuked and told to come out, but they don't live in willful sin. See, you're kind of like the poster boy of what's wrong with the church system. I love you. Accept Jesus. We're all sinners. Faith only. No, the Bible doesn't teach any of that. My website teaches against all that, and I don't want your money like the pastors. I want you to go deeper. And here's the thing. If you're born of God, you come out of the culture, sir. You're not here just to entertain yourself. You're here to proclaim the gospel if you're living it. But if you're like the world, you come to entertain with the world, don't you?
But if you're truly saved, that you are...
There is no saved today. You have the hope of it. Are you married?
Yeah.
Do you have to continue in your marriage? Or are you just married no matter what?
I have to continue
in. You got to continue in your salvation, sir. That's
sure.
What the Bible teaches.
Sure.
So once saved, always saved is a lie.
No, I know that.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you know that. So what I would ask you is a question. Did you go down in the water of baptism?
Yes.
Okay, what did that signify going down?
Death, burial, and resurrection
of
Christ.
Washing clean of sins.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean when you come up?
It's a resurrection of Christ.
Yep.
You're a new creature, born again.
So what do new creatures do? Do they still live like the world?
We are sanctified.
Right. By what? Wait, do you know what? This is important. I love you. Why? How, what are we sanctified by?
I say we're sanctified by our faith in Christ.
Yeah, not what Jesus said. John 17:17. Thy word is true. Sanctify them by thy word.
Well,
we're sanctified by the word. He's the word. The word is the word. The Holy Spirit is the word. But we're sanctified by following it. So when you go down in baptism and you come up, you're supposed to be a new creation. Maybe you're a baby, but you start studying the scriptures. And you know what the Holy Spirit will do? He leads you out of the world. He'll lead you out of sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, false religion.
Okay, I'll be right there.
He'll lead you out of all that. How long has that happened to you? How long ago were you baptized?
30, 40 years ago.
Okay. If you haven't been following the scriptures and see that the world is sinful and fallen and you got to come out, you're following a false Jesus and a false gospel.
I realize that, and I do know the world's evil.
Yeah.
But Paul also said that we are all sinners, fall short of the glory of God.
That's before you come to Christ. Jesus says in Hebrews 5:9, it says Christ made the way of those who obey him. See, you're supposed to be changed. You used to probably run with other women.
So you're saying you have no sin at all in your life?
No willful sin. I don't practice willful sin.
Well, I don't either, but I know
you
that
do.
I
you're
do
You're of the
sin,
world.
But I do sin.
You're of the world.
Because I can't walk the perfect life. Only one person was perfect, Jesus.
He was the perfect Savior, but he calls us to perfection. That's complete maturity. In 30 years, you should get to the place where you're an example. You're an old man like me. You should be an example of walking in holiness, not partaking of the world and its carnality and its pride and its flesh and its vanity. So.
That's true.
Okay, that's why I love you. I hope you'll ponder
that. I love you too, but I still, there's none of us perfect.
No, we got to strive to be perfect.
Yeah.
Can your wife go and lay with other men?
Well,
why not? She's not perfect.
It's her choice.
But do you want her to?
We're given freedom of choice.
Do you want her to?
No, I don't.
Why not? She's not perfect. She should be able to do that.
Because I'm not perfect.
Can she go play kissing face with
no
another guy?
I expect no more from her than she expects from me.
Really? So do you go lay with other women?
No.
Okay, so why not? You're not perfect. Why are you even trying?
Why do I want to? when I have Christ.
There you go. Why do we want to sin against God? We shouldn't want to sin against God, sir.
And you know,
so you've kind of been defending sin. You've kind of been defending sin, saying we're all sinners. Yeah. You've been defending it. And so go test yourself, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and convict you and go, you know what? I'm like the world. I'm in the world. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world. You go home and watch TV, sports, politics, entertainment. You're a friend of the world. You're an enemy of God.
Anything that takes your time away from God
No, it's not just that. If it takes your time from God, it's an idol, but then it's also worldly sin. John says the lust of the eyes, pride of life, the flesh,
yeah,
all
sin.
Of that. You got to get rid of all that, sir. That's the fruit that you know him. Jesus said in John 15, in me you must abide.
It's a lifelong journey.
Right, but you're in it 30, 40 years. You don't have much left. You better get going.
How do you know?
Well, how old are you, sir?
I'm 70.
Okay, so if you got 20 years left, you're going to be really fortunate. I don't think you're going to make it to 100. Maybe you will.
At best, you
got 30 years, okay? And that's going to go by like that. You and I know that, how fast that goes by.
Unless Christ comes first, which he may.
And there's no pre-trib rapture either. That's a lie. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. You better lose your life now and come out of the world, because you're going to have to suffer the wrath of Satan and the Antichrist. Christ is coming at the end of the tribulation. That's another lie of the church's pre-trib rapture. Christmas is a lie. Easter's a lie. On Sunday. He didn't rise on Sunday. Good Friday. He didn't die on Good Friday. He was in the grave 3 days, three nights. You can't get that.
The Jewish calendar and ours are different.
No, that's still get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning.
Well, our Christmas here isn't the Christmas that Christ...
But God never told us to celebrate Christmas. It's a
that.
Pagan holiday from the Roman Catholics.
Sure,
why are you kept it? Why are you preaching it? Keeping it? Practicing it? You're supposed to be of God, not of the world. You see what I'm saying, sir?
It makes sense,
but you got to repent and do it.
The only thing I had to say is
you got to repent and do it.
If we don't like it here, then we might as well figure a way to get out of here.
We don't like it where, sir?
In this world.
Y'all keep it up.
Repent, sir. We love you. Sir, we come out into the world to preach the truth. That's why we come. We don't come to make friends with the world. We come to preach the gospel.